Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're spending with us, that you're being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, amassing info. I mean, really, seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can, you know, save yourself some big bucks. I mean, save yourself some big money on products that you need. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, comforter. I mean, just head over there. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, either one of them works. But you head over there. Use promo code Joe. You will save a boatload of money. All right? You'll buy from an American company. You'll keep people working here in this country. Right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call if you've got something to say. And God bless. I really do appreciate it. I mean, you guys are inundating me, though, with a whole bunch of stories. Take a listen to this and tell me what you think. Seriously.
Like, people think I'm being catty by saying this. It's like, there were 10 years where I couldn't stand my husband.
Yeah. You know? You say that. You
10 long years. And guess when it happened? When those kids were little, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, you can be all great individually when you're just married. You got your life. He's got his. You come together. It's all, ooh, good to see you. Bye. Take it easy. And then you have kids.
Not take it easy.
Take it easy. You're traveling. That's great. Good. I get to hang out and watch the TV I want to watch.
Right.
But the minute we had kids, it was like, where are you going? And how far? And you start measuring. It's like, how many diapers did you change? And, oh, you're golfing?
Yeah.
Oh, you got time? Oh, you got time to golf? How you at the gym all the time?
Why you in my brain right now?
I'm like, that's when all the measuring starts because you got this project.
Yes.
And guess what? Little kids, they're terrorists.
Okay, there you go. That's what I want to get to. Can you imagine? Now, I know what she means. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Karen, right? I'm not a slow snowflake. But don't you remember when Trump called those MS-13 gang members thugs and animals? Nancy Pelosi was out of her mind. Can you imagine if one of us called, I don't know, kids on the left terrorists, like these anarchists? They'd be having a fit now, wouldn't they? Seriously. And when she said she couldn't stand Barack for 10 years, well, hey, a lot of people in the country are right alongside her on this one. Seriously. But anyway, really, you look at this stuff. I'm not going to make a big deal out of that part of it. I'm getting a kick out of the fact that, again, it was okay to call them terrorists. Right? And then, I'm sorry, who counts? Look, I have four kids. We've been through this. Who counts? Yeah, well, you know, I did 11 diapers yesterday. You only did 9. You owe me 2 today. Seriously? That's how ridiculous this is becoming. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air or in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, because that's what I want. That's what we're trying to do. And I don't know if you guys caught this. I don't know if any of you guys care, but, you know, I had a lot of respect for her, you know, at one point in time. Barbara Walters died today, 93 years old. And she, you know, you want to talk about a woman that really broke the glass ceiling, that really pushed against the, you know, the male-dominated world, you know, media world? She did it. She pushed back.
That standoff with protest.
Yeah, all right, stop it. And she didn't let it get away with anything. You know, in 93, my God, we haven't seen her in a while. I'm sure she had to get away because she was not interested in being around while they keep decimating The View. She was born September 25th, 1929. Hey, look, I was born September 23rd. She took a job with CBS, and she went through them all. You know, the big numbers, ABC, CBS, NBC. She was the first woman, well, one of the first, but especially the first female anchor to nail a $1 million salary. So, again, you got to give credit. My Bible says you give credit to where credit's due. She deserves credit for pushing back on these people. For pushing them to give women the opportunity, same opportunities that men had, right? 855-REAL-JOE, if you want to get involved, 855-732-5566. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I've got a lot of crazy little stories I want to talk about.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just truly be, just being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, if you would. All right, so to prove to you that the left doesn't want to give up on the gun thing, although they have absolutely no proof that banning guns are going to help anything. And I say that because you and I both know Come on. We hear it. We know it. We've done the homework. We know what's happening. That if you take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens, what's going to happen? Come on. What's going to happen? You think crime is high now? It'd be nothing compared to what it would be like. If they know that you don't have a gun or they think you don't have a gun. The other thing is, you know, it shows you how naive they are. I mean, truly, why or what, I should say, you know, what makes them think? What proof do they have? Or what makes them think they're going to be able to pry over 400 million guns out of our hands? I mean, I'm not talking about everybody having a gun. You know that everybody in the country doesn't have a gun. But there were, I think last I checked, there was a little over 300 million guns registered. Notice the key word, registered in this country. What makes you think that people, some people don't have registered guns? And most people probably have more than one gun. You know, one or two. So think it through. You're not going to, just like in Connecticut and a few other states, when they try to make it mandatory to turn in certain guns, they told them to go pound sand. And what happened? They dropped it. Because a lot of the police chiefs and the sheriffs would not enforce it because they said, you can't do it. It is against the Second Amendment. I'm not going to do it. Missouri judge has ruled against the McCloskeys. Remember them? They were the ones that defended themselves, their homes, and their property from the BLM thugs. Yeah, you heard me, the BLM thugs. Missouri judge ruled this week that Mark and Patricia McCloskey aren't entitled to get their weapons back or have their fines remitted because they were pardoned by the governor. Now, McCloskey pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and second-degree harassment. Both of the misdemeanors connected to the standoff with the protesters back in 2020, who should never have been on their property to begin with. The couple waved guns at the Black Lives Matter protesters who had entered a private road in front of their home. Mark McCloskey brought a lawsuit last year in which he alleged the couple was entitled to a Colt AR-15 rifle and a Bryco 380 caliber that they were forced to surrender after their plea deal. And the roughly almost $3,000 that they were ordered to pay in court fees. This is just amazing. They didn't chase these people down. They didn't go anywhere. They were sitting right there on their lawn, right by the table they were having dinner on their property. And these people bothered them. A couple was pardoned by Missouri Governor Mike Parsons, a Republican, after they pleaded guilty. Circuit Court Judge Joan Moriarty ruled Wednesday that the pardon had no bearing on the plea agreement, though. Plaintiff and his wife are required to follow through with their end of the bargain. Now, they were originally indicted on felony weapons charges. How? I don't know. They truly felt in fear of their lives. There was no evidence that any, according to the DA, there was no evidence that any of them had a weapon. No one that he interviewed realized that they had ventured on a private. Of course they're not. What do you think they're going to say they did? Were you really that dull as a prosecutor? I have to ask. Anyway, Richard Callahan, the special prosecutor who investigated the case, said, the protesters claimed in his investigation he couldn't find a one who knew that they were on private property. Sure. You know what? Do you know that 92% of the people in prison shouldn't be there? Didn't commit that crime? No, really. Just ask them. This is how stupid this gets after a while. How asinine. Not even stupid. I'm tired of using that word, too, but how asinine it is. One of the most liberal countries, probably on the planet, one of them. The Swiss Federal Council responded to two proposals from the nation's parliament, saying the binary gender model is still strongly anchored in Swiss society. The Swiss government said that the social preconditions for the introduction of a third gender or for a general waiver of gender entity into the civil registry, yeah, not there, not going to do it. Swiss law currently recognizes only binary gender, male and female. The gender of the child is one of the mandatory entries in the civil registry when a child is born. End of discussion. The council noted that adding the additional gender options would necessitate numerous changes to the language of the Swiss constitution as well as the laws of the nation and the canton state levels in the nation's civil registry. All people are listed as male and female. There will be no exceptions. So really, believe science or don't believe science? Which is it, people? According to Euronews, though, the political system in Switzerland is balanced across four major political parties from far left to the nationalist right. Funny how they do that. How these writers have to put that in there, right? The nationalist right. And frequently, they have public, major, you know, public transparency are held on major questions like this. Swiss Government Ethics Commission found a 2020 report that the time was not yet right for a change in the system. Now, that's according to the Swiss Parliament. The process of revisiting the country's constitution is complex. A partial or complex revision of the constitution needs to be approved by both majority of the voters and also majority of the nation's 26 cantons, states. The process can be initiated by either People's Initiative or Constitutional Assembly. See what they're doing here? This is the way to do it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect detained now in connection with the murders of four University of Idaho students. He's identified as 28-year-old Brian Koberger. The arrest comes after an investigation that dragged on for weeks without many updates from police.
Providing any details in this criminal investigation might have tainted the upcoming criminal prosecution or alerted
the suspect.
Moscow, Idaho, Police Chief James Fry, a motive for the killing still not established. Koberger still undergoing extradition back to Idaho. He was arrested in an early morning SWAT operation in northeastern Pennsylvania. Journalist and television personality Emmy Award winner Barbara Walters has died. Walters died Friday at her home in New York City. A trailblazer for women in TV news, Walters was the highest paid television journalist at one point. Her 1999 interview with Monica Lewinsky was seen by almost 75 million people, the biggest audience ever for a journalist's interview. Walters was 93. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how you win. Right? With information. All right. Look, I love it when these people do this. I know you guys think I shouldn't be like that, but Stacey Abrams is in the news again. I don't think she's ever, I think she's like a bad rash. She's never really going to go away. You know what I mean? Her campaign spent lavishly on TikTok and other merchandise as campaign staffers went unpaid. But listen, she's a bastion of integrity, isn't she? Aren't they? Always, they always tell you how much greater they are than the Republicans, how much more integrity they have than the Republicans. And then these stories come up time after time after time again, right? Now, she's failed. She's lost the Georgia race twice now. And now she's got even a worse reputation. She didn't pay the campaign staffers back pay because her campaign funds ran dry. Her fundraising fell short, big time. But they raised over $103 million trying to get rid of Governor Brian Kemp. The presidential size fundraising. I mean, think about it. $100 million. Now, the problem was that she didn't use the bulk of that, if you would, to get the message out. No, no, no. She used a lot of it on lavish stuff and far-fetched ideas. Her campaign manager, Lauren Groworgo, said that the efforts to raise funds in the waning days of the campaign were complicated by Abrams' poor polling numbers. She trailed behind, you know, Kemp 8 points pretty much through the whole race. Now, it was also reported that money became so tight that most of the 180 full-time staffers were given abrupt paycheck cutoff date just a week after the November election. People told that they have no idea how they're going to pay their rent in January. It was more than unfortunate. It was messed up, said one worker. These people always do this, though. Check it out. As Abrams failed to pay her campaign staffers, a portion of the $103 million went to lavish hype house in Piedmont Park for TikTok influencers, which went unused throughout the campaign for its stated purpose. She rented that place for almost $15,000 a month. In addition to the hype house, the Abrams campaign also spent money on a swag truck, pop-up stores to disperse free merchandise to young people. That didn't go over well. The campaign spent money on polling that was disregarded. Consultants that didn't have clear roles in the campaign. Oh, that's always a problem. Throwing money around to consultants who don't really, A, don't know the area, don't know what they're doing. It drives me nuts in my area. They grab consultants from Virginia and other places like that to kind of help us run a campaign in California. And I always get the biggest kick out of it because when they're talking, you go, you do know you're in California, right? Not Virginia? Hello? Cash flow problems became so constant it ended up affecting the campaign in its final days. The ad buys went from 2 to 3 million in early October, and they had to dump it down to about 800,000 in the final week. Not that that would have helped her. I don't think it would have helped her at all. In that final week, Kemp spent $2.5 million on buy ads. It's incredibly bad planning. It shows where their values are. Now, that's according to a Democrat strategist. Right? There was no planning. She was always in emergency mode. I mean, what's to say when all of a sudden you look? This is the Democrat strategist, mind you. What's to say when all of a sudden you look up one day and you realize you can't pay your bills? The Abrams campaign relied on $53 million from mega donors throughout the election cycle. And the campaign spent this cash wildly. This is why it really couldn't. Again, they're done with the election. People haven't been paid, and they're in the hole to the tune of $1 million. Anybody see a problem with that? The hardest people to get paid from at the end of an election, on the other side of an election, you already know this. People who lost. The Abrams campaign is terrible at both balancing their checkbooks and balancing their message to Georgians. The Democrats poured money into the Georgia gubernatorial race in hopes of unseating a popular governor. You know, they really are out of touch with mainstream people, mainstream America. Don't you think? I mean, tell me if I'm off. But they keep telling us we're going to be on the wrong side of history. And the more you look, the more you find out they're off. And, you know, their ads never, if you watch their ads, they never really talk about what they're going to do. They always talk about how bad the Republican is, how bad the other person is. Right? And you shouldn't let them get away with it. All right, what do we got here? Oh, yeah. It never stops either. In another instance of the Biden administration shipping illegal migrants. Now, think about something. It's okay for them to dump migrants by plane, by boat, by bus, anywhere in the country. That's all good. In another instance of the Biden administration shipping illegal immigrants across the country to Tennessee. That's right. They're finding buses showing up in Tennessee filled with these people. But it's okay because it's, you know, it's the Biden administration. They can get away with anything. It's all right if they do that. Because where did they drop them? It wasn't like they had a house set up for them. The White House notified the governor's office on Monday afternoon that they would be transporting multiple busloads of single adults, what was the whole family thing, from ICE facilities in New Orleans to Tennessee. He went on to say, we've been informed by ICE that they plan to release single adult detainees in Tennessee while they wait their court proceedings. This is irresponsible and a threat to the safety of Tennessee people. Furthermore, we already have a national security crisis at our border. The Biden administration, well, they said we don't have one. That everything is fine. They've got the border under control. He went on to say, it's not compassion to perpetuate a problem that leads to more exploitation and trafficking. You got close to 10,000 people a day entering this country now. Right? They're being handed pieces of paper for all intents and purposes to go find, you know, a border agent so they can get their court date and everything. It's just amazing. Again, this crisis is too big to ignore, and the only way to stop it is to secure the border. Right? This is according to a Democrat in Tennessee. And, you know, and placing the burden on the states is not a solution. The states should have to bear the brunt of what the federal government is not doing for its failures. Governor Lee emphasized that we are demanding that the Biden administration reverse their plan to detainee relocation. In the meantime, we're also discussing options with the Tennessee Attorney General and our federal delegation. I mean, if it's not legal for a governor to ship migrants, I'm calling them what they're calling them, up to D.C., up to Virginia, up to New York City, how is it legal for the president to do that? He doesn't have the right to dictate these kind of things to every state. Right? Other prominent Tennessee politicians blasted the Biden administration as well, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, of course. She said Joe Biden's border crisis has made one thing abundantly clear. Every town is a border town. Every town is a state. Every state is a border town. Every town is a border town. And they've been technically trafficking illegal immigrants all over the country. Maybe somebody needs to file suit against them for that. I mean, how far does their authority go? Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, getting informed, really, is what you're doing. And it's a good thing to do. Talk about Tennessee is being overrun. Tennessee by illegals. But it's not because they're showing up there after they cross the border. No, 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 no. The Biden administration is dumping them there. These are the same people screaming about what Abbott and DeSantis are doing. But it seems to be okay for the feds, not so much for the states. And don't give me that stuff that the feds are supposed to be, you know, they're the ones in charge of immigration, because they're not doing anything about immigration. Now, that's simple. And on top of that, I'm reading some of these rulings and reading some of the other things when it comes to that, was that pesky, was that the Constitution. States have a right to protect their borders. Now, you know, those hairs are going to get split in the courtroom, but they have a right to make sure their people are safe. It's also jeopardized our national security with border crossers arriving from more than 160 different nations, a number of whom are on terrorist watch lists. In the last year, nearly 3 million migrants have illegally entered the country. That's something that we know of. They're settling in places like Tennessee, Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, and Chattanooga. Now, this doesn't include the gotaways. The ones that ran and got away, we don't know where they're at, what they're doing. They want to flood this place with illegals. So that we can't do anything about it. They don't look at, if they don't have a stomach to put up the fence, I want you to think about something. If they don't have a stomach to put up the fence, the border, the whatever, what makes you think they're going to go get these people and bring them back? Bring them into a court, send them back to their country? It's not going to happen. They're all sitting around fences right now waiting to charge the place. Many of them have stated to some of the reporters that they will come in illegally if they have to. That they came a long way to be turned away. This is nuts. You know, if you think about all the things going on right now, and hopefully next year will be different. I got no answers for you guys. You know, I've been talking to you for a while about the fact that I don't think we have the stomach anymore to fight. I think that many Americans have been dumbed down to the point, who have been weakened to the point, that they don't even know how to fight anymore. Right? At least that's how I see it. That's what's playing out in front of you. Are you willing to give up to get a secure border? I'm not so sure. You guys all know who, well, most of you, John Cleese is, right? Monty Python's Flying Circus. He is really irritated. He's taking aim at what he calls the wokes. But if these guys were younger, can you imagine them doing a story about this, doing a comedy skit? When he spoke of the present entertainment world, he referred to many of the modern audiences merely awaiting the thrill of being offended. Cleese opened up for an interview with Reason Magazine, I guess, for the magazine's January 2023 issue. He delved into the depths of his own 70 years of biting satire and side-splitting absurdity. The 83-year-old, who started as a Cambridge law student, has in the evening of his years drawn a bullseye on the political correctness. See, I love guys like him. We need more of them doing this. We need more of them taking aim at these little sallies. Anyway, he determined to fell the beast. He's told Reason and the enemy not only of humor, but of creative thinking. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. Are they stopping us from creative thinking? Because, you know, all of a sudden we're going to start putting guidelines, roadblocks up for ourselves, trying to figure out the simplest of stuff. Can I tell that joke? Can I write that script? Can I post that story? You are not going to be not offended, people. Something will offend you somewhere in there. How you react will decide whether or not you're sane or not. He went on to say, there are people sitting there who are deliberately waiting for the thrill of being offended. I agree with him wholeheartedly. You know, the critical importance of context without which irony and satire or sarcasm are lost. So, Cleese kind of opened up on the stifling, if you would, of wokeism has caused. He said, because it's in the eternal interruption that I was talking about. You think of an idea, you immediately think, oh, is that going to get me into trouble? Well, that person last Thursday got away with it. But it stops them because they don't know where they stand. When asked what out of his back catalog would be considered off-limits today, Cleese responded with, well, it changes unpredictably. I mean, in my day, there was an enormous explosion in England. I think it was 1965 when Kenneth Tynan, who was our best theater critic, deliberately used a word, well, the F word, if you would, and it was nuclear. Now I can use the F word all day long. One or two people might twitch, but most people aren't bothered by it. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't think you have to use the profanity. I think Red Skelton was right. He saw the younger comedians coming up, and he said, you know, it's sad that our younger comedians think that you have to use profanity to get people to laugh. You don't. There's no reason for it. Gillespie noted, in other words, he interjected, well, there's the N-word, now just consider the situation. If I actually pronounced the N-word today, which I'm not going to, but if I did, it would be in the papers tomorrow. Now, how useful is that? The woke people, I think, miss something quite badly here. The meaning of a word depends on its context. If I use sarcasm, then what am I meaning in the op? I mean, what am I trying to say? If you can't get the irony when sarcasm is being used, there's a problem there. I think it has to do with our education system, personally. Cleese took issue with the Hollywood Reporter, specifically for coverage of his experience at the South by Southwest Festival. He said, my daughter was talking about this when we did a show at the South by Southwest Festival. I don't know when I had so much fun on stage. We had a fellow who was Puerto Rican. We had someone who was an African American. We had someone who was Jewish. We had a Scot and an old white Englishman. It doesn't get any better than that. He said, we were teasing each other. We were saying the most terrible things. There was an atmosphere, not just of laughter, but of joy and freedom. And then the Hollywood Reporter went back and quoted a couple of lines without giving any context at all. And then there was about 2 weeks of criticism. Why? He said, I don't understand why. What are they getting out of it? There are people waiting to be offended, waiting to write about being offended, waiting to point their finger at you. They're trying to take you down. And Cleese is no stretch a conservative, or a libertarian for that matter. He's a member, card-carrying member of the UK Socialist, ready for this one, Democrat Party, regularly blasts the Tories and the Labour Party alike. However, over the last 15 years, according to the Irish Times, Cleese has become a Brexit-supporting opponent. He's done with political correctness. Kind of like, what are you going to do to me? And I don't blame him. Okay, look, we got about a minute left. Here's the deal. I don't believe in resolutions. If you do, great. If you're going to make resolutions this year to stand up. Really. Stand up. What have you got to lose? You've already lost your income, or much income. You're losing money in the stock market. You're being told what you can and can't say. Come up with a game plan. Come up with boundaries. Things that you won't allow people to step over the line. Things that you're willing to open your mouth and step up for, about. This is a year for you guys to strengthen yourselves mentally and physically. And not allow these people to walk all over us. We need to be a force to reckon with. We can't have these onesie-twosies. I can't be one of a few that's making all this noise. I need your help. I can't do it without you. Hey, God bless you guys. Thanks so much for being a part of the show this year. I'll see you next year. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.